Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, adjusting my headset. I was getting on here and like, oh, I should adjust my headset. I hope you're all doing well. Today we're going to talk about something really, a really easy concept about abundance and welcoming more abundance into your life. If you are new to my program, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams, particularly right now around money and abundance and prosperity. And so if you are ready to step into your divine birthright, which is abundance, we are meant to be abundant, then consider my 8 sermons on abundance. They are going to be recorded live. You will get the recordings and some sermon notes with a little homework if you choose to do it to help you step into your true heart-based prosperity. Information for that can be found at my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I just woke up from a nap. Of course, I'm like stumbling over everything. So Abundance for All is the name of my program. It will start September 23rd. You can be on the calls live or you can get the recording. And information for that can be found on my website. Click the Abundance for All banner, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so I have a really simple, but thoughtful tip to help you welcome in more abundance into your life. Ready? Do more things that people would be grateful for. Do more things that people would be grateful for, right? You would be grateful for the money, right? And so, because in metaphysics, we are mirrors, what you give out, you must receive, right? And so if you would be grateful for the money, then do more things that people would be grateful for. It's a really great tip for someone in business. Really think about what you're offering, how you're offering it, how you're marketing, every aspect of your business, and just keep it simple. Just what would people appreciate from me? Like truly think of that one person and talk to that person and do more things that they would find amazing, inspiring, uplifting, insightful. And you can do this again in every aspect of your business. So it could be something as simple as running an ad on a social media platform. Think about what content, what image, what sales copy someone would be grateful to see in their feed. Think about making a product that others would be grateful for. And infuse your love, your talent, your passion, your joy into what you're up to, but do it again from the vantage point of service. It's, you know, I think in the marketing world or personal development world, this concept of doing more of what people are grateful for, you've heard it, but in different forms, where it sounds really, you know, every time I heard this version of it, it sounded very patriarchal. Sound like, you know, and I think that the way they phrase that advice, it's usually give to receive, right? And, you know, if you're a heart-based person, especially if you're a woman, especially if you are a person of color, you give, right? So you're like, well, that's not getting me anywhere yet. But if you look at all of your giving from the vantage point of doing it energetically from the space of what someone would appreciate, then you will get what you will appreciate, which will be cash. Yeah, I heard a teacher phrase it a little bit differently, and then it clicked. I was like, oh, that's easy. Just do more of what people would be grateful for. And you'll know you're on track because you're going to get little feedback that says, oh, I'm so appreciative of that. Oh, I'm so appreciative of that. Think of the things that you have purchased or, invested in, and all the things that you're actually truly grateful for. Think of all of those things and tap into the feeling that it gives you, and then bring that feeling to your work. And because of the laws of the universe, like vibration must attract like vibration, you will attract more wealth and prosperity into your life by simply doing more of what you appreciate. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I think this is where we get kind of tripped up on the law of attraction and manifestation, the mirroring aspect. And it's actually very literal. So think of, as an exercise, go and look in the mirror and think about what's being reflected back to you, right? And think of universal energy like that mirror. And so whatever you put in front of that mirror, meaning whatever you put out from within you, you will get back, right? And so if you put out something from the place of what someone would be grateful for, then you are going to get something to be grateful for. Yeah, that's pretty awesome, huh? And use this mirroring, this idea of mirroring in every aspect of your life, right? Really look at the belief system that you might be holding that you're mirroring, right? That you're projecting into your mirror, and see if there is a way to tweak it so you can get more of what you want. We're going to talk about this more in Abundance for All. There's so many ways to look at this. There's so many ways in which to use these principles, these laws of the universe, to really help you move forward. But just start with the mirror. So if you want love, be a loving human. If you want respect, be a respectful human. Now, what this looks like. The key here is to not expect. So let's say it's love, because people love to talk about love, romantic love with me. If it's romantic love, you can't expect a particular person to give it back, right? You have to be open-hearted to it coming back in the way that best fits you. And I know somebody's saying, but Amy, I like this person, and I just want them to like me back. Sure, sure, sure. And you've heard me say this a gazillion times on this program. They have free will. But if you are putting out loving energy, just the energy of love, and you're staying open to all possibilities, meaning you're not locking into something right away, you know? And what does this look like? So say there is someone that you maybe have a crush on. Do you love how I went from abundance to talk about love? Because Spirit showed me like somebody needs to really understand this concept around relationships. So let's say there's a person who has not committed to being in a relationship with you. And maybe they have, but it's not working. Just hold the vibration of love and respect for yourself and know that that will be mirrored back to you. And in that process, you're going to feel strong enough to either leave that person that's not working, and it puts you in a pathway to attract the person that will love and respect you. The sneering concept, like I said, it's very straightforward and it's very simple. And I think we as humans complicate it quite a bit. So if you want to believe that you are abundant, if you want to believe that you are a millionaire, make that a daily part of your mindset. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. And keep saying that to yourself until you believe it. No one can make you believe it. Yeah. You have to do that work on your own. And if you're holding some belief that says, oh, I'm not allowed to believe that, or, oh, that's not possible, or I can't really believe it till it shows up, then you're going to be waiting forever. So that is my show. I thank you for listening. Consider my program Abundance for All, 8 sermons, where I will be talking about prosperity and how to create your most abundant life. Oh, and here's the thing with these recordings. They are designed so that, yes, of course, you can listen live, but more so, I wanted to create a tool that you could tap back into again and again and again and again and again. That repetition is how you really cement these core beliefs that abundance is your divine birthright. So if you are ready to take on a whole new mindset around money, a whole new mindset around prosperity, a whole new mindset about what's possible for you as it relates to your finances, then this program has been designed for you. Abundance for All, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Abundance for All. And then, if you've heard this program and you're like, this woman, she's interesting, I would like to talk to her, click Work with Me on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and you can do a single session with me, and I have a package that would meet your needs. I have three different packages. Consider the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package, the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, and my favorite, the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Until next time, it has been a joy and an honor to serve you. Care of yourself. Thank you for listening.